Can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Thank you for tuning in, Rosie on the House. We have calls on hold from Phoenix, Scottsdale, Green Valley, an open line for you wherever you're listening to us in Arizona. Give us a ring. The topic we're covering in great detail this hour is, in particular, window coverings, but I do need to take Linda's call in Scottsdale on plumbing.
Well,
yeah.
Can I give you a Facebook question first?
Hang on, Linda. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we have questions coming in on the phone, but also on Facebook as well regarding the window coverings. A lot of good interest. Miss Dana has a bathroom with block windows, and she's wanting to know, or glass block, she's wanting to know what can be done on the inside that won't be bothered by the moisture, because in the winter, they're too cold, lets in too much cold, and in the summer, they let in too much heat.
The downside to a lot of glass block, it sure architecturally is pretty. I love the light glass block brings in. But
it's very nice, and but unfortunately, it acts like a magnifying glass when the sun hits it sometimes. And I do shutters on block windows. I think one of the things you need to look at with it is how much return is there. A lot of times, the block takes up most of the interior part of the window, and that may determine what you do there. You can do a roller shade in there that most of those roller shades are made out of a mixture of polypropylene and fiberglass and stuff, and that's going to be completely impervious to the water. But a shutter will work, too. Give us a call, and we'll come out and take a look.
When you're talking about the return, paint a picture, what are you talking about?
The windows are usually, in Arizona anyway, set back so that you have a shelf, basically, all around the window. And that's the return. Generally, the houses here run anywhere from 3.5 inches to 4.5 inches of return in the window. And every once in a while, you'll get a window that doesn't have any return. It's
that's
flush.
Right.
You know, and that really makes it determines what you're going to do with it.
But the return space gives you options as to what you can or cannot deal with.
Correct.
Okay. How about you ever sunscreen a glass block wall?
We do a tremendous amount of sunscreens on glass block windows.
What does that do to the inside light? Does it still send that nice quality of light in?
Correct. And, you know, like Rod said, you get, without a sunscreen or a window treatment on the outside, you get that bright reflectiveness in there. So it's actually going to let filtered light through, but you won't be blinded when you walk into your bathroom. And the nice thing about sunscreens in the summertime, they're going to shade your glass block and reduce the heat gain. And the wintertime, the cold air won't take the heat off the glass. So it is a good balance on the outside as well.
So it sounds like this bathroom could be a tag team approach, right? So Chad, if somebody wanted to reach Arizona Sun Screen Tech, how would they do that?
Call 480-290-1971.
For the Phoenix metro area, and Rod, New West Shutters?
New West Shutter and Blind is 480-612-7400.
All right, great. And we'll give those numbers out again. They're going to be here with us for the rest of the hour. But right now, let's bring Linda into the conversation, calling from Scottsdale with a plumbing question. Let's see if we can solve Linda's dilemma. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm Linda's husband. She asked me to explain our problem to you.
That's perfect. I can do that.
You can understand that.
Just so long as you're not both on the phone at the same time or she's giving you directions from listening at the radio, we can make this work.
That's for sure. I'm having a water hammer, what sounds like a water hammering problem. And I do have a recirculation system.
Okay.
The hot water, the Grundfos.
Where are you in Scottsdale?
I'm in North Scottsdale.
But now that could be anywhere from Bartlett Lake to Mayo Clinic.
Okay, I'm up at Carefree Highway and Scottsdale Road.
Okay, all right. You know what? Have you ever done a pressure test on your home to see what kind of pressure is being delivered to the house?
No.
Okay, it's very easy to do. There's the Ace Hardware store at Dynamite and Scottsdale Road, I think, or Happy Valley right there.
Right.
Just go in there and buy a pressure test valve gauge. It's going to cost you about $10. You put it on the hose bib that's closest to your water meter. Make sure everything else in the house is turned off.
Okay.
Turn that hose bib on full blast. You ought to be registering something in the neighborhood of about 60 to 70 PSI. 65 is perfect.
Okay.
If you're registering much over that, you're actually providing a lot of stress to the rest of your plumbing fixtures. Many plumbing manufacturers will actually void the warranty on their plumbing fixtures if pressure exceeds 80 PSI.
Okay.
So let's make sure for one quick trip to the hardware store and 10 bucks, let's find out what the pressure is. If you're under 70, then what you're going to want to do is go back into the master bathroom and find out the source of that as close as you can determine. Then you're going to want to get an air hammer arrester. It's very easy to install. It is a little device that has a spring-loaded air trap in it. And what's happening is some valve in your master bathroom is turning off too fast. And that's too fast is a relative term because if the pressure's too high, normal shutdown rate is too fast. If your pressure's under 70, it could just be the style or it could be the valve in your toilet getting ready to go bad. If it's the toilet that's causing the problem, service the valve and the float mechanism inside the tank. If it's a faucet that's causing the problem or a shower valve, put a air hammer arrester. Again, a very inexpensive product, costs under $15, under $20. Put it in.
Under 30.
And you'll solve the problem. If none of this is what you like, call Ben Franklin Plumbing or Babcock Plumbing.
Babcock is 480-425-3535.
And they can install it for you. If you're over 70 pounds at the house, you actually need to install a pressure regulation system. That's a whole nother story.